Chapter 61, What a Corporal Was Worth. In the customs shed at Manzano Airport, we were all required to submit to a luggage inspection and to convert what money we intended to spend in San Lorenzo into the local currency, into corporals, which Papa Manzano insisted were worth 50 American cents. The shed was neat and new, but plenty of signs had already been slapped on the walls, higgledy-piggledy. "Anybody caught practicing Bocconinism in San Lorenzo," said one, "will die on the hook." Another poster featured a picture of Bocconin, a scrawny old colored man who was smoking a cigar. He looked clever and kind and amused. Under the picture were the words, "Wanted dead or alive, 10,000 corporals reward." I took a closer look at that poster and found reproduced at the bottom of it some sort of police identification form Bocconin had had to fill out way back in 1929. It was reproduced, apparently, to show Bocconin hunters what his fingerprints and handwriting were like. But what interested me were some of the words Bocconin had chosen to put into the blanks in 1929. Wherever possible, he had taken the cosmic view, had taken into consideration, for instance, such things as the shortness of life and the longness of eternity. He reported his avocation as being alive. He reported his principal occupation as being dead. "This is a Christian nation. All footplay will be punished by the hook," said another sign. The sign was meaningless to me, since I had not yet learned that Bocconinists mingled their souls by pressing the bottoms of their feet together. And the greatest mystery of all, since I had not read all of Philip Castle's book, was how Bocconin, bosom friend of Corporal McCabe, had come to be an outlaw.